91X News.
It's -7 and sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET newsroom, good afternoon. I'm James Gaughan. Rallies and vigils are being planned across Quebec today as a sign of solidarity with the Muslim community following last night's fatal shooting in a Quebec City mosque. Quebec Premier Philippe Couillard says the province stands with the victims of the attack.
All Quebecers are united in the solidarity that we are witnessing today. But I will just repeat what I said yesterday. Spoken words matter. Written words matter. They can, of course, express an idea, but they can hurt. They can hurt very much, and we should all be cognizant of that.
Couillard says Quebec is a good place, but he says that there are, quote, devils in the society, like those responsible for the attack. Ontario Premier Kathleen Wynne is visiting a mosque to meet with members of Toronto's Muslim community in the aftermath of the deadly attack in Quebec City. Wynne says that the shooting that left six people dead and 19 others injured is very upsetting.
I am very disturbed by this cowardly act of terror. I did speak with Premier Couillard earlier this morning to let him know that our hearts and our thoughts are with the people of Quebec City and with our Muslim brothers and sisters all the way across the country.
Wynne says, quote, no one should ever have to fear worshiping their God in Canada. Protesters gathered at the U.S. consulate in Toronto today to denounce U.S. President Donald Trump's travel bans on people from seven Muslim countries. Among them was history professor Anne Robstein, an American citizen.
I'm deeply ashamed of my country right now. I can barely find the words for how angry and pained I am that Donald Trump, with one executive order, has spit on the things that were the very foundations of American democracy.
Demonstrators also urged Prime Minister Trudeau to scrap an agreement that bars refugees from Canada if they come through the United States. Two men have pleaded guilty to causing a 2016 explosion in Trenton and have been given different sentences. Both men have avoided serving any jail time. In the decision not to give jail time, the judge took into account that the explosion was not intentional. The judge did say, though, that the explosion was caused by illegal activity. One man was sentenced to 9 months, which includes 6 months of house arrest, plus a year of probation. The other man was given a six-month sentence with 3 months house arrest and 6 months probation, as well as community service hours that need to be completed. A federal inmate who walked away from a correctional facility in Kingston last week has been arrested. Police said that the man who walked away from Henry Trail Community Correctional Center on Sunday last week, he has been caught. The 51-year-old has convictions including sexual assault, kidnapping, assault, and possession of a weapon. Police say that a citizen recognized the inmate at a shopping center in Cornwall, Ontario on Thursday night and alerted local authorities. The man was arrested without any incident. A local singer is raising money to make a professional recording of her song, This Is My Canada. Stephanie Clue of QNET has the details.
Rocks and plains and visions. Jeanette Arsenault has been in love with music since she was 5 years old, and it's always been a part of her.
I'm the type of kid that would see a piano anywhere we went, and I'd be drawn to it like a magnet. So I dreamed of being a singer, I dreamed of doing music, I dreamed of playing piano.
Arsenault wrote her hit song, This Is My Canada, in 1992, and says she was inspired by her love of the country.
And I realized the song was going to be longer than the Edmund Fitzgerald. It was 30 pages that I had.
Over the years, Arsenault has been singing the song. People have told her how much they love it.
Throughout the years that I've sung this song, so many people have said, it should be our second national anthem. Well, for all of you who have said all these years, this should be our second national anthem, I'm going for it.
Arsenault sang for the Canadian Olympic team at both the 2002 and 2004 Games. She says one of her biggest dreams is to have choirs across Canada sing her song.
Music is in my blood. Music is in my soul. It's been something since I was 5 years old that has compelled me.
Stephanie Clue, QNET News, Belleville.
HMV employees across Ontario are starting to look for new jobs following last Friday's announcement that the chain is closing its doors. Employees at the store in Kingston say that they found out that they were losing their jobs on social media and from the news. An Ontario judge approved an application to put the financially troubled chain into receivership. All of HMV stores will be closed by April. When you think of flying cars, you probably think of shows like The Jetsons, but they may be a reality sooner than you think. Rita Foley has all the details for you.
How crazy is this idea? We could see flying cars in 10 years, according to Airbus.
Meet George Jetson.
Airbus is one of several companies competing to build a new kind of aircraft that will carry you above crowded roadways. Some of these vehicles may be drones that carry people. Others will be piloted by humans. There are cars with wings that unfold for flight, but most take off and land vertically, like helicopters. The challenges? Safety and battery life. I'm Rita Foley.
That's QNET News on 91X to 405. Sports is next.
If you are new to the world of vinyl or maybe rediscovering your record collection, Red Ball Radio has the gear for you. They have turntables from Riga and Marantz and a good selection of cartridges from Grado and AT. Good records beget good sound only if your amp and speakers are up to par. Red Ball has a great selection of audio equipment from Yamaha, Paradigm, Cambridge Audio, and Totem on display. From phono cartridges to multi-room audio video systems, Red Ball Radio has you covered. Red Ball Radio, centrally hidden at 6 North Front Street, Belleville, or on the web at redballradio.com.
Good afternoon, I'm James Gaughan with QNET Sports. The Loyalist Lancers women's volleyball team won their fifth game in a row this weekend, beating La Cité. This team scored an impressive 13 aces during the match. The women's team is currently sitting at third in the East Division with an 11-4 record. Their next game will be against the Durham Lords on Thursday this week. The Loyalist men's basketball team improved their record to 7-7 on the season with a win over La Cité this weekend, too. The Lancers beat the Coyotes 66-51. The team will next play the St. Lawrence Vikings on Wednesday. On the ice this weekend, the Trenton Golden Hawks crushed Lindsay with an absolutely dominating 9-1 win yesterday. The Golden Hawks are currently sitting at 38-6-1 on the season and have guaranteed themselves a spot in the playoffs. Their next game will be against Stouffville on Friday this week. Philadelphia Flyers forward Wayne Simmonds scored the go-ahead goal and eventual game winner as the Metropolitan Division captured the NHL All-Star Game with a 4-3 win over the Pacific Division in Los Angeles. A one-time draft pick of the LA Kings, the Scarborough, Ontario native was asked what it meant to return to LA.
It meant a lot. I haven't been here for 6 years. You know, I got traded when I was, you know, I was still 22 years old when I got traded. I'm 28 now, so you know, I've been in Philadelphia for the last 6 years, and you know, when you leave a place you don't expect, you know, to come back and, you know, get all the cheers as I did today, but you know, I must have did something right when I was here.
There are no games in the NHL tonight as players return to their teams from the All-Star break. Tomorrow night, though, there will be 14 games in the league, including the Maple Leafs taking on the Stars and Montreal playing Buffalo. The National Football League's AFC division defeated the NFC 20-13 in the Pro Bowl. AFC offensive MVP Tracy Cracy says the speech from coach Ray Lewis beforehand helped him learn from this experience.
Ray said it in the beginning, you know, he challenged us to make an influence, come out here and be able to put smiles on the people's faces out here. And that's what I'm taking away from this. And I hope you guys do to go. I challenge you guys to make an influence. Get out here and be able to make the person smile tonight and to be able to make the person that works smile tomorrow. That's all I ask.
The NFL now begins gearing up for the Super Bowl, which goes this coming weekend between the New England Patriots and the Atlanta Falcons. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. Now the forecast for Belleville. Today, a mix of sun and cloud and a high of -6. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low of -12. And for tomorrow, flurries and a high of -1. At 4:09, it's -7. QNET News, on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm James Gaughan. QNET News on 91X, next at 5.
This is 91X.